I mean, it has been completely cedar trees there, and so I took a lot of pride, just like the other homeowners here, and spent a lot of money as well. Take great pride in it, and so it is a beautiful view, and I would like to share that view with other individuals that are looking to stay here in Branson and enjoy the different amenities that we have here. So, anything else that you would like to add?
I think a lot of the concerns is just the traffic, which is true, and I've talked with the county, and they said the Sycamore Creek is about 10% of what they plan on, you know, just a guess of their face. So if whatever the traffic is now, they have approval to continue to grow their business and add people and
food trucks and
yeah, the food delivery trucks. It is dangerous, and nobody's. I mean, all of us speed. I followed that car out the scene, and we were both doing 42, and I was like, well, I'm just gonna pay attention to how fast you just really drive. No one really pays attention, and when you're driving 42. They met a car, and immediately, without thinking, you smash the brakes, and you kind of get uncomfortable and swerve over, and I think, well, and then I slowed down, and, you know, and she done it earlier the day before about when you drive 25, the road feels comfortable. I spent 5 years in the public works sector in Hollister, and it's a matter of speed and, you know, what feels comfortable, and we called the road and bridge department today, actually, and said, you know, is there any restrictions on this road, or they said, no, there's no, you know, spoke with Mr. Dennis, and so there's no restrictions, there's no weight restrictions, no limits, no sizes. It's a county road that is, you know, a county road. So I think one of the things that needs to be enforced is a speed limit. Like if everybody drove 25, there wouldn't be any, you know, there would be no crashes or pull-offs. Or. So I think that is a big concern. I know one lady, her husband is a highway patrol that lives back there. You know, I'm more than happy to, you know.
So on phases, you guys are presenting phase one and phase two as
a couple phases, just for economic reasons.
If they were to go, if it did get approved and they wanted to expand that, would they have to come back to planning, or would that be an administrative?
If you feel that you want to limit the number of sites, limit that in this decision of record where it specifies exactly how many sites. You know, not necessarily the phases, because I don't know that that matters, but a total X of RVs and total of X of glamping sites. And then, which then that letter, it's not zoning, so you don't approve it for just from now on for however many. That's a decision of record would be specific to that number. If they wanted to add, they'd have to come back. And want to expand the program and show how they were going to expand it.
The other thing that I might address that one of the individuals had you know, commented regarding the patios, I don't drink myself. I don't encourage that either. I have a 6 and 8 year old. So these are like parties for the kids. For if they want to do a paint party, if they want to, you know, if one of my friends, if they want to get married and there's, you know, they want to have the beautiful Ozark Mountain, you know, view in the back. That's what we're looking at. We're not going to sit here and have a liquor, alcohol license. I'm not into that. I'm a young mom. And so, you know, going back to the noise as well, my kids go to school, the Ozarks, and it's, you know, it's bedtime, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. So it's something that we're living there. I'm not going to want to hear them just as much as my neighbors either. And so it's something that we definitely take into consideration.
And as far as the trespassing, I mean, all those things are just, you can't help what some people do, you know. Like, I can't control how they speed or if they jump the fence or Dennis's, you know, some of his family jumped the fence, or we just have an agreement and we all get along. And, you know, I understand their concerns, and I think I have a pretty long proven track record of building nice things and maintaining nice things. So, and as far as the one gentleman, you know, if you just look at this, you're like, hell, they got some kind of crazy plan, you know, like they kept in secret. But if you look at this, this is where my equipment is, and I have a couple thousand gallon fuel tanks for it, you know, and a container where I keep all my tools locked up. And it's kind of hidden, and I built it purposely back here hidden. From this neighborhood back in here is really rough. And we have a lot of problems with trespassers. I've had to deal with a few of them. I don't call the cops. I just deal with them. So that's why my stuff's all hidden back here.
We have cameras all over the property as well. There's about 120 cameras on the property that we can monitor that stuff. And so something does get out of hand, it's something to easily monitor to make sure the safety of other things that might happen with neighbors.
But as far as this started out, and it still is, the whole idea of this whole thing came from her mom. Her mom lives in Portland. She's about to retire out of the military. and she wants to give her something to do to keep her busy on the place and keep her with the grandkids. And so that's where this house started. The barn started as a place to put the tractors and equipment in the well. I thought, all right, well, we'll build her mom's house for her. And then when she gets ready, we'll have it all set and she can come down here. And then she's like, well, I don't want to retire because I don't have anything to do, you know? So, well, we'll find her something to do to make a little money. And so that's how this started. This big patio that I built was actually going to be for Haley's house over here, her house, and it was just a private party because she likes to host parties with the kids, and the kids from the college come over and hang out. So that's how that developed. And anybody that knows me, I build something really kind of big. So this patio is like huge.
Come on over.
But it's a private deal. And I thought, well, she likes to have these birthdays and stuff, and that could be something her mom can make. So, but as far as shooting guns and hunting, we do all that stuff too, riding the buggies and hanging on. None of that's going to change. I would hope when her little kids are running around here and any of these neighbors are shooting, they're not like shooting for the kids like we do. We shoot it for the holler and we'll have some common sense about things. I don't really think any of that is a question. That's been mentioned a long time. Everybody needs to follow the rules. I think the biggest concern is just the traffic, and you know, the biggest concern about that is the speed of everybody. And that's really nothing that we can control, or, you know.
Well, we haven't asked any questions yet for the year.
Is this going to be year-round RV camping or year-round camping?
Yes, sir. And they're going to have a limit as well. So two-week, three-week limit for that. So one of the questions was, you know, are they going to be squatters? No, they're not. We take great pride in the product and the land, and it's they're not going to be able to live there. They're not going to be able to have a deck out front and, you know, set up the flowers and all of that
so
stuff.
The other thing is this fence. Like when we started, it was just going to be, she just wanted the whole field open for hunting and learning. And so I went all the way to the fence and I cleaned this thing down to the nub. And then as she started thinking about this, like, well, you know, we'll let this grow up. So another year or two, this is all going to grow up here and you're not going to even be able to see in there only from this angle. So nobody coming down Lookout Ridge is going to be able to see in there. It's going to go back. Because these people, if you got 5 or 10 campers up there, they're not going to want to look at the subdivision either. They're just going to want to look at this cool sunset barn. And, you know, that's why they call it Sunset Road. The sun sets right here. It's just gorgeous stuff. So that's going to get turned back into a natural buffer. And probably sooner rather than later to transplant.
Won't that require a buffer?
Not against the road, just your buffer, vegetating buffer around, which, and Randy, to answer your question a little bit, item number 4 on the staff recommendation is recreational vehicles are intended for temporary or seasonal occupancy and shall not be occupied on a year-round basis. So within your decision record, they can't stay all year. But I think okay. She said that it would be open all year for temporary use.
Any other questions?
Are you considering making this an alcohol-free environment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've never drank alcohol in my life, and I think it's something that, I mean...
Well, if you, as part of our decision of record, if your campground would be an alcohol-free environment, and allay some of your neighbors' fears about drunken parties and things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have no intent of getting a liquor license or any of that stuff. You can't help what people do inside there.
Come in with a camper, you know, and you just tell them it's alcohol-free environment.
Yeah, this is little kids running around
the patio.
Like I said, I'm going to have my kids there on the property as well, and I don't want individuals that are drinking around them.
Okay, so that could be included in your decision record, and you wouldn't have a problem with that.
Not at all.
Another question from left field on your sewer system. You said you're going to pump it up to the lateral. Are you going to have individual grinder pumps on your site, or are you going to have a main pump station?
One main grinder pump. Probably two, actually. Two sections. So
No grinder pumps.
Yeah. Well, no. A lift pump.
Yeah, just a lift pump.
So it'll lift. We're going to try and get it to go to one.
Or grind it to your section.
Yeah.
Right.
So they'll be holding tanks before the lift pump.
Correct.
And then they'll go up to another, I think the simplest thing is another concrete tank and then gravity into the system.
Yeah.
So it'll pressure to there and then gravity. So the first system would go 200 feet by about 50 feet in this whole section. It would be taken up by the first level.
Okay, but you use the central lift station?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that's a series of things.
Sorry.
You're going to have like a backup system on in case power goes out?
We do have a generator, day generator system for that.
And all the utilities is all underground, so starting from the corner of Ladybug into Sunset Inn, it's all underground, and then our goal is to have that all underground utilities.
That's what this one is here. The power actually comes from here, goes all the way down the property line, sneaks through the woods so you can't see an open shot to the Moore's property. So we have that privacy screen, and then it causes the whole view.
So again, being considerate to the neighbors as well, and also, it's very expensive to do that.
Any other specific questions for the applicant? Any discussion amongst ourselves? Sir, you had time to speak, and you're...
Oh, God, that's just the same
question. Yeah, it's amongst us.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you.
I think at the end of the day, we just want to be good neighbors too and provide something that's cool and try to not impede into other people's. And, 2 years ago, that was a big cedar field and everybody on Lookout Ridge had no view. And then she spent about $20,000 and gave them all a cool view, So, as just a private landowner.
I don't, seems like they've addressed most of them, but I just struggle with the RV park that far down the road with a year-round business from a safety perspective. And
I agree. It's a great property. My in-laws just live up from the Moors, so I'm down there 2 or 3 times a week helping them out on their property. The issue I have is the commercialization of the property, which opens the door potentially for other commercial ventures. So with the established neighborhoods, the farms, that's been in the family for many years, that's what's sticking out for me, as well as the RV issues. I'm on my 16-year-old, since this is recorded, maybe he'll hear this, about speed. Going down that road. In fact, we were ran off the road last Saturday as a car was coming down to the Buttons place down there. So, not their fault. So it's just the commercialization of the established area and the road in general. I've seen many cars drop the rear wheel right there at Sunset and T Highway trying to turn right. There on T, had a friend of mine that actually had an accident there, so it's not really conducive to have a 40-foot trailer being hauled by a pickup truck with a new owner of an RV, and that's typically what I see, experienced drivers, which is not part of the guidance code or anything, but the road's not conducive to that.
Well, definitely general compatibility, safety.
Compatibility is an issue, and then the accessibility, adequacy of ingress and egress.
On the other hand, they could plat this into about 20 lots.
They could. They could turn it into residential.
That could be an option too, right? For
but it would be residential. It'd be cars versus 40 foot.
It'd be a lot of cars.
Yeah.
That was something else that we thought about for that whole front section, all the way along the road. Just plat it out, build those out to spec homes, and then...
Yeah. So, Randy, you got any comments or feedback? Or?
I know the road is a concern, widening that long stretch of road would be very expensive. At some point in time, it's going to have to be done just with the congestion of the residential homes that's there now. But people are going to have to be willing to help with right-of-way. There's not enough right-of-way to widen the road.